Blog Talk Radio.
Orlando Gibbon, one of the great early English composers during the roughly Middle Ages. Sir Isaac Newton, he's the guy that discovered gravity. It's what happens when you lie down under an apple tree. The guy who wrote When Johnny Comes Marching Home, who's also a great music composer and a military bandmaster, John Philip Sousa eclipsed him. But Patrick Gilmore wrote When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and unfortunately we couldn't find it in our archives in time. But we ought to honor this guy, Patrick Gilmore. He was an Irish immigrant, legal. Also another musician's wife, the greatest German opera composer, Wagner's daughter, Cosima. I had an affair with Franz Liszt. They got married. And Liszt lived a dissolute life. He was probably one of the greatest pianists of all times and a composer, organist. And toward the end of his life, he decided to repent, recant, and become a monk. A guy who played, if you stayed in the Hilton Hotel, well, Conrad Hilton was born on this day. The woman who started, the wife of General Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, Evangeline Corey Booth, her birthday, and the Salvation Army does a lot of good, and of course with its Red Shield, and they pay their people, the Army pays their members minimal monies. They're not like some of these poverty profiteer preachers like we have here in San Francisco, Cecil Williams, Amos Brown. It's been said if Christ came to San Francisco or to California and went after the money changers in the temple, they chase him out. Part of the Cleveland set, Rebecca West, this was the accused neo-Nazi group in England during the 30s. And she also had a sister. They were artsy-fartsy types. One of the great actors didn't live that long, died of cancer, Humphrey Bogart. And I think we'll just pay one of my favorite clips from him. And the movie with one of the Barrymores. Let's see if we got him here. Here we go. No, that's not him. He was starring as a newspaper editor who had problems with his wife. And let me see if we got Bogart here. Well, anyway, until I can find it. Another great guy, actor with a nice baritone voice, was born in the South, Barton McLean. Great opera singer, Lance Swarthoff, in his 30s, and then one of the big fixers in Washington. He was in Missouri. He was a lawyer. Clark Clifford, he worked with all the Democrats, the major Democrats of the 40s. Guy who produced a lot of films in England, Lord Leo Grey. The Boys from Brazil was one of his more controversial films, starring Gregory Platt, who played a version of Dr. Mengele, the concentration camp doctor who fled to, escaped Nuremberg and fled to South America and believed to have died on a beach in Brazil. William McChesney Martin was a longtime head of the controversial Federal Reserve Bank, which some people are trying to get disbanded. It's causing major problems. Great black musician, wrote the song Minnie the Moocher Cab. Cecil Calloway, his birthday. Great writer, born in, with a Hispanic named Carlos Castaneda. The first Hispanic governor of Florida, Bob Martinez, was a Republican. An English Indian, Anglo-Indian native of India, Ismail Merchant, was born on this day. A lot of films, A Passage to India, very films, a lot of color and beautifully set. Let's see, who else? Among the deaths today, we had Elizabeth, the first woman ruler of Russia. She was the wife and the widower of Peter the Great. The guy who invented the cylinder lock, Linnaeus Yale, born in 1868. And Yale locks were among the best ever made. Then we have here W.C. Fields. It was William Clifford Fields. He didn't like the full name. And, of course, The Bank Dick and a lot of the drunken, funny films that he made. The guy who was a great architect and laid out parks, such as Central Park in New York, Frederick Olmsted. Charlie Chaplin died on this day. And we had Oscar Romero, the Archbishop of San Salvador, who was murdered by the right-wing terrorists in San Salvador. In 1989, the Romanian Revolution got rid of the communists and the tyrannical family, the Ceausescus. Both of them were executed. 1995, Dean Martin was part of the Rat Pack, and he had a son named Dino. Dean Martin died. And this is still an unsolved, they suspect, a pedophile murder. This is John Bennett Ramsey, the six-year-old girl who was a model, and it's a Colorado case, another controversial Colorado case, has never been solved. This is interesting. You've heard of kings crowning themselves. Well, in 1498, the French king Clovis baptized himself. I never heard of that one before. In 1066, another Frenchman who claimed England defeated Harold the Saxon at the Battle of Hastings. William the Conqueror crowned himself and became the first of the Plantagenets, that ruling family that ruled England up until the Battle of the Roses in the 15th century. And the Tudors won that one. Excuse me. Another guy who crowned himself King of Jerusalem, Baudouin, 1101. We had St. Francis of Assisi was the guy, the Italian monk, and a founder of the Franciscan order. He was the first one to put a nativity set together back in 1223. And Governor William Bradford of Plymouth, one of the early Puritans, forbade game playing on Christmas Day. You got fined. And Halley's Comet was sighted about this time. and then the first known Christmas carol was sung in 1818 and written by an Austrian monk named Franz Gruber. And then the Battle of 1837, this has to do with Andrew Jackson, which is one of the things that made him famous besides the Battle of New Orleans. He had the defeat of the Seminole Indians in Florida, the Battle of Okefenokee. I think I saw how I pronounce it. And in 1868, Andrew Johnson, who was a successor to Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson was a Tennessean who helped Lincoln keep Tennessee in the Union. He granted unconditional pardon to all the combatants and all the Southerners and anybody who supported the South or the Confederacy in the Civil War. It was a very controversial decision at the time, and one of the things that got him impeached. In 1896, The Stars and Stripes was composed by Sousa, and 1908, Jack Johnson, who was black, knocked out a white guy, Tony Burns, and of course Jack Johnson in those days used to flaunt his white woman, and it got him into a lot of trouble and some litigation. And then in 1914, there's a famous movie on this, The Christmas Truce in the Trenches. There was an unofficial truce between the Germans and the Allies, the British and the French, and they stopped shooting at each other and hurling grenades, and instead hurled Christmas cakes and bottles of wine and beer and played soccer. And then the rulers, the Kaiser was furious, the King of England was furious, the French generals were furious, and they removed all these guys from the front and shipped them elsewhere and disbanded. I think one unit was disbanded. This is one of the great war criminals, Hirohito, in 1926, became Emperor of Japan, and it was General MacArthur who saved his ass. A lot of people thought he should have been put on trial, but MacArthur had other ideas. If you liked the Metropolitan Opera in 1931, the first complete opera broadcast was done over the air. And 1938, Vivian Leigh was chosen to play Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. And a famous assassination of Admiral Jean Darlin, who was the head of the French Navy, and he was playing footsie with Vichy. Marshal Pétain was president. Vichy was an uneasy alliance with Nazi Germany. And Darlin was in Algiers, and he was assassinated by a 26-year-old kid named Boisson de la Chapelle, who was executed. Then in 1950, the coronation stone, which Longchamps, Henry II, had stolen from the Scots and installed in Westminster Abbey. Somebody believed to be the Scotsman stole it back and brought it back to Scotland. They never accepted English rule over Scotland. And among the political animal things today, little anecdotes, Calvin Coolidge lit the first electric Christmas tree in the White House. Now, also on this day, President Eisenhower did his Christmas greeting from space, not on this day, but Christmas Eve, and I promise this, and here that is.
This is the President of the United States speaking. Through the marvel of scientific advance, my voice is coming to you from a satellite.
I believe it would be very difficult indeed for me to add to that. We have been happy indeed to be able to bring it to you.
And that's part of our purpose.
This is the President of the United States speaking.
Have a little fun. Who came up with the Yugo? Because Americans laugh at that car. So a company in Yugoslavia called Dastava. Is actually behind the, they made the car, and it was developed in Gambia.
No, we didn't want the Yugo. Among the other things today, the big controversy with a Gannett newspaper in Westchester, New York, run by a woman named Janet Hassan, interesting name, published the names and the addresses of gun owners in three counties in New York, and New York State's had plenty of problems with the hurricane, and they've had homes that have been looted. This has not been brought up. Anyway, this controversial woman, we don't know much about her background, was appointed by Gannett, which has USA Today, or some people think USA Yesterday. Anyway, I've taken a liberal attitude or a leftist attitude, and very angry gun owners and people who are trying to protect themselves from looters in the other counties, which has been affected by Sandy, have published her address and where she lives, and they've turned the tables on them. Now, this is an old tactic of the Alinsky people, the radical left, that what they would do is attack people that they didn't like or who stood in the way, opposed their agenda, or who challenged them. And what they would do was go to their houses and picket. They've done this with Wells Fargo and some other place. Other executives of major companies went into their homes, went to their homes, and picketed to them and drew attention to their lifestyle. Well, the tables have been turned. Now people are realizing that they can expose what they consider, who they would consider a corrupt, insensitive, outrageous acting journalist or publisher or editor. The media's days of getting away with literally with murder, a la Jake Lingle of Chicago and Al Capone, those days are over. Technology has changed everything, and as interesting show on Bill O'Reilly last night, that when you say something, it gets up there right away. If it's picked up by somebody using the latest technology, whether it's especially the internet or taping, you've got a copy, tape, a DVD, a video camera. And I've always said that the media went through a big revolutionary change when that guy videotaped the Rodney King beating. Whether Rodney King deserved it or not is not the issue, but the fact that somebody had a video camera available, and they had there been no video recording of that beating, probably the LA Times would have distorted, if they reported, the story of that case of Rodney King and what happened on that LA freeway. That's what used to happen. In fact, the Chicago Herald Examiner, a Hearst paper, on a slow news day would concoct murders on the south side of Chicago, the black area. These things never existed, and the people that reported in the article never existed. This is the kind of dirty newspaper reporting that went on and still goes on to this day, especially in such cases as the Joey Palma case in San Jose, California, where he was a 17-year-old boy, was they tried to use marijuana on him and force him into a sex act, and he killed the guy, and he was sentenced. The guy had a predator record, and according to the Palma family reports, and even one of the gay papers reported this guy was a sexual predator who preyed on six-year-old kids, was involved with assault weapons up in Northern California. This was not reported in the San Francisco papers or the Oakland papers, the LA Times, as far as we know. And if you want to go in the archives, you won't find them. But this is what goes on. Now, we're in one of our upcoming broadcasts. By chance, I encountered somebody who at the time, 13 years old, and living in Chicago, and I found him here in San Francisco, and he would have been a victim, would have been caught up in John Gacy's predator grip and sexually abused and then murdered. 33 known victims of John Gacy were known to be picked up by Gacy while he was out on the prowl, and then many of them ended up tortured, sexually abused, and then buried under his house. The outraged neighbors in that neighborhood bought the house and tore it down. Gacy was executed about 15 years ago. But I'll have the interview, and he has some interesting tips on how to prevent youth from how to prevent themselves from becoming a sexual predator's victim. Again, with all the taxes and things coming up, and with these people who have what I consider to be a latte leisure lifestyle, We should be asking ourselves the question about the other 1%, these people who can afford these expensive bicycles but pay no taxes. They do not follow the rules of the road. They don't have liability insurance. If they injure somebody, it's the taxpayer who picks up the insurance, the medical payments, the transportation to the hospital, the cleanup. Two people have already been killed here in San Francisco. One has been injured. I was knocked down by a bicyclist twice. So it's time to start making these people responsible, and this is also an untapped revenue source, needs to be looked at, especially in this time of higher taxes and higher and more taxes. The other question that we want to bring up or issue is, should businesses post signs asking their customers who use cell phones not to block and impede other customers who are trying to shop, especially when these non-cell phone users are on their lunch break or have limited time? They don't have time to be trying to get around people who are blocking the aisles. And it's also rude. It's also uncivil. Now, there's also what we consider to be the historic origin of shooting violence in the schools. There's the Dr. Marcus Foster case, which we'll be spending more time on. And also, I don't think it's a good idea that teachers should be, and principals should be, armed with guns in the classroom. They have enough problems just trying to keep order in the classrooms and educate these kids. We're going to end early because I'm losing my voice. So we'll end with our theme, politics and poker. And we'll be back at 4 o'clock on Friday. And so here we go, as soon as I can find it. Here we go.
Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you 5. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your 5.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker.
It's Peter Paul Rizzola. Good night, and I hope I get my voice back. So take it easy and drive safely, and don't swill.